The expo included exhibitor booths with representatives from consumer agencies, shredding services, do-not-call registration kiosks, and several brief presentations. Stetson Law student and elder consumer protection fellow Slade Dukes said the expo aims to educate the elderly consumer.
They're going to gain a wealth of knowledge from the exhibitors that we have here, which include community, state, federal, and local agencies that are here to provide information, knowledge, resources about consumer protection, financial scams and frauds, and other areas that are important to the elderly. We also have a panel discussion that featured several consumer activists, including Jackie Calloway, Ivan Penn from the St. Petersburg Times, and a couple of people from the consumer protection agencies for Hillsborough and Pinellas County.
Maybe the greatest indignity for the elderly is to grow old alone when dementia sets in. The house falls apart, bills go unpaid, and personal hygiene lacks attention. Then, criminals move in for the strike. The Florida Department of Children and Families sometimes are called when an elderly person is not taking care of themselves. Christopher Green with the department gets many of these self-neglect calls.
A lot of elders have moved here many years ago. They've aged in place, and they're now living in an independent situation that they're no longer able to handle. They oftentimes have children who live out of state, and they really haven't developed a network of people or family that can be close by and recognize there's a problem.
St. Petersburg senior resident Willie N. Harris attended the expo and has seen elder abuse in her community.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I have. But most of it is in the form of extortion. People just tell them anything, and they seem to be gullible. I'm associated with the senior center in Gulfport, and those old people follow people and go home with them. They believe them, and they get mistreated. They practically starve them to death. And I was told that you can't stop that because they make their own decisions because they are grown, and you ain't nothing you can do because they haven't been declared legally insane. And they can make that decision, and they can follow anybody home that they choose. And that kind of bothers me.
To report elder abuse, call 1-800-96-ABUSE. The Stetson College of Law will hold their next Bay Area Elder Consumer Protection Expo on October the 26th. For more information, go to wmnf.org/news. For WMNF, this is Tom Bauer reporting from Gulfport.